Morning, brother, sister.
今天大家精神非常的充足。
So we all look well rested.
因为我们多了一个小时的睡眠休息时间。
Because we gained one extra hour from daylight saving time.
在我信息之前，我想跟大家报告一点我的事情。
I'd like to share something personal with you.
我的太太师母Amy 她来到我们当中。
We're happy, Amy, my wife, is here with me.
今天聚完会以后呢，我和她要回 Arizona.
We'll be traveling back to Arizona.
那我将在下个星期三回到 Irvine.
So I'll be back in Irvine next Wednesday.
然后下星期六呢，我 Amy 呢还会再回到我们当中。
And Amy will be joining with me again next Saturday.
将在这里待一个星期的时间。
She will spend another week with us.
很谢谢弟兄姐妹的给我们机会，能够跟一些弟兄姐妹有一些的交往。
So we enjoy the fellowship with brother and sister here.
那下个星期呢，我们还有一些的机会跟弟兄姐妹有一些的交流。
So we will have more opportunity next week to fellowship with brothers and sister.
谢谢你们的耐心。
Thanks for your patience with me.
因为到明年六月呢，我的太太呢，她才能够离开她的工作。
So Amy will retire from her job June next year.
所以我们相信时间已经过了两年多了，也再往前的话，时间也快到了。
So it's been over 2 years separation between me and Amy on a regular basis. So it's been difficult.
谢谢你们的支持和鼓励。
Thank you for your support and encouragement.
好，因为我常常信息完了以后呢，忘记报告这个我要回 Arizona 的事情，所以常常会忘记，所以我希望在之前就先跟大家交代。
Sometimes even though I want to remember that to mention that after the message, so this time around instead, I do it first before my message.
我们今天要一起来思想一件的事情是发生在我们身上的。
So we're discussing something personal.
我们当中大多数的人都领受到耶稣基督福音的益处在我们身上。
Most of us enjoy the benefits of the gospel from Jesus Christ to us.
上帝用很多的祝福包围着我们。
We're surrounded by His blessing from the Lord.
中国话有句话说，饮水要思源。
So we to give thanks to the source.
那我们要来思想说，这个祝福临到我这个人的身上，中间是怎么样的过程呢？
So what's the process of the blessing upon us?
这个祝福是由谁传到我身上来呢？
Who gave the blessing to us?
这些人到底他们是怎么样的方式让他们能够把这个福音带给我呢？
Through which person bringing the gospel to us?
有时候我们领受了这个祝福以后呢，我们有时候要思想，这个祝福到底给我接下来是为着什么呢？
Then what, after receiving the blessing?
所以我们从今天来思想说，这些把福音能够传到我身上的中间的这些的人呢，他们是具备了生命上有什么样的品质，以至于他们能够把这个福音带到我的身上。
What about the quality and characteristic of those intermediary give us the gospel and blessings?
那教会在往后的日子里面呢，希望有一个行动，就是希望这个福音临到我了以后呢，我怎么样也把这个福音也传递出去给其他的人。
So how brother and sister of Jesus Church can pass it on?
那我们借着这些圣经所记载的这些把福音传给我的这些人的生命的品质呢，我们来了解了以后呢，我们也会明白怎么样这个福音也可以从我身上传出去。
Through Bible, we can learn the characteristic of those persons, so we can learn and pass it on to others as well.
今天在开始之前呢，我要用这个上面的地图呢跟大家说一个说明一些事情。
So I have to share with you about a map.
等一下我们要读的圣经呢是讲到有三个人。
So we're talking about three persons in the Bible.
第一位呢叫做提摩太。
The first one, Timothy.
第二位叫做以巴弗提。
The second one, Epaphroditus.
第三位那当然就是保罗他自己。
The third is Paul.
那这三个人呢，他们聚在一起。
The three together.
那这三个人怎么聚在一起的过程是发生了些事情？我们借着这个过程，我们就可以明白一些的事情。
So what's the surroundings for them to work together?
那我借着这个地图来说明很简单的他们这三个人的一些关系。
So I will use this map to illustrate the relationship.
这个就是地中海。
This is the Mediterranean Sea.
这个是今天的巴勒斯坦或者以色列。
So this is the Palestinian nowadays.
这个就是耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem.
这个是今天的土耳其。
This is the modern day Turkey.
那这个地方有一个城市叫做大树，就是保罗的出生的地方。
Tarsus is the birthplace of Paul.
然后这个地方是今天的希腊。
So this is nowadays Greek.
这里有一个城市叫做腓立比。
So there's a city called Philippi.
那这个地方欧洲的在亚洲的地方呢，这个地方有一个城市叫做哥罗西。
And then there's another city, Colossae, in Asia.
那这个地方就是今天的意大利。
And this is the current Italia.
And 这个地方就是罗马。
And Rome in Italy.
好，保罗呢是在大树出生以后呢，他后来来到了耶路撒冷，在这个地方学习犹太人的律法。
So Paul was born in Tarsus and learned Judaism in Jerusalem.
后来在这个地方，他逼迫了基督徒。甚至有些基督徒因为这样被杀害。
So he used to prosecute Christians in Jerusalem and kill many.
他得到了祭司长的命令呢，他要到大马士革来抓基督徒。
So he got the order from the great priest to go to Damascus to continue to prosecuting Christians.
就是今天的叙利亚。
It's a current day Syria.
当他要进入大马士革的时候呢，主耶稣用光光照他。
Because before he arrived in Damascus, Jesus shined light on him.
他眼睛瞎掉了，但是因为这样的瞎掉以后，他认识了这位耶稣。
He turned blind and recognized Jesus.
他的生命整个的转变过来。
His whole life changed.
一个追杀基督徒的人，自己却成了基督徒。
A persecuting person becoming a Christian himself.
因为耶稣的爱充满了他。
Because Jesus' love filled him.
耶稣赦免了一个逼迫他的人。
Jesus forgave a one persecuting Christian.
后来他就回到了耶路撒冷。
Then Paul returned to Jerusalem.
在这个地方，他希望能够和基督徒能够有来往。
So he hoped to fellowship with fellow Christian.
但是当地的基督徒很害怕他。
Of course, they are afraid of him.
所以他不被原来的犹太教徒接纳，也不被基督徒接纳。
So he were not accepted in the beginning.
最后，巴拿巴带领他，让他能够与基督徒有团契。
However, Barnabas took him under his wing, and eventually, he became one of them.
结果，当时的犹太教徒就要杀害他。
But some of the Jewish people want to prosecute him instead.
就像他以前要杀害基督徒一样。
Just like he was persecuting the Christian.
所以他就逃了。
So he fled.
逃到阿拉伯的这个旷野。
So he went to the wilderness.
最后他就回到他自己的家乡大树。
Then returned to his hometown Tarsus.
后来福音传到了这个叙利亚的安提阿。
So the gospel spread to Antioch in Syria.
巴拿巴就从耶路撒冷到安提阿去。
Barnabas joined him.
但是安提阿的基督徒呢需要成长。
They need to grow for the Christian in Antioch.
所以巴拿巴呢想到了当时的保罗，所以他到大树去把保罗带来到了安提阿来。
That's why Barnabas went to Tarsus to bring Paul to Antioch.
所以他们在这个地方聚会了一年多的时间。
He stayed there for about a year.
等到这个教会弟兄姐妹成熟了以后，他们有一天祷告，上帝就告诉他们说：“我要差派人要往外地去传福音。”
Then one day the vision came, asked them to spread the gospel to the Gentile.
所以保罗这个时候就被差派出去开始传福音，他就到这个今天的土耳其，就是当时的小亚细亚这个地方，传了一次的福音。
So Paul to Asia Minor for mission.
然后他又回到了安提阿。
Then he returned to Antioch.
第二次呢，上帝又要他出去传，所以他这次呢也同样的路线，最后来到这个地方，等于是亚洲的最边缘的地方，叫做特罗亚。
So the second missionary trip, he went to Troas, the farthest part of Asia.
这个时候，神在异象中告诉他说：“你要往特罗亚去，你要往这个非洲去，欧洲，对不起，欧洲去。”
God gave him another vision to visit Africa.
Europe.
Europe.
所以这一次是基督耶稣的福音呢，第一次进入欧洲。
So this is the first time the gospel spread to Europe.
来到了腓立比。
And arrived in Philippi.
后来这样的第二次的福音到第三次的福音，这个欧洲这个地方福音就慢慢传开了。
So after the third missionary trip, the gospel spread in Europe.
当第三次的宣教以后呢，他又回到了耶路撒冷。
Then Paul returned to Jerusalem.
这个时候呢，他回到耶路撒冷的时候呢，那些以前要追捕他的犹太教徒呢，发现了他以后呢，就进行了要逮捕他。
Then the Jewish people used to prosecute him discovered that they continued to do so.
他被抓到了。
So he was arrested.
这个时候主在异象中对他说，你怎么样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，你也要怎么样在罗马为我做见证。
Then God witnessed to him, so you'll be witness to me in Jerusalem, and also witness to me in Rome.
所以这个时候他被逮捕的时候呢，他就被当时的巡抚提要走这条路，要本来要往罗马去的。
So because he asked to appear before Caesar, and that's why he took a trip.
在这个旅程的过程中，有好几次巡抚接手办的巡抚呢，认为他并不需要，他没有任何的罪，应该可以被释放。
He was interrogated many times and found not guilty. He was able to be released, but he did not do so.
但是他拒绝，因为耶稣跟他讲说，你怎么样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，你也要到罗马为我做见证。
Because he abided the vision that he will witness for the Lord in Jerusalem and in Rome.
但是这个整个过程中，他有几次他可以无罪被释放，他拒绝了，因为他知道上帝告诉他说，你必须要到罗马为我去做见证。
During the process, he had many opportunities to be released freed, but he wanted to witness for God in Rome.
后来经过了一个很波折的旅程呢，他最后还是来到了罗马了。
Through very tortuous journey, he arrived in Rome.
他被关在罗马监狱。
So he was imprisoned there.
所以在当他被关的时候呢，腓立比的教会呢就差了一个人叫以巴弗提呢，来到了罗马，在监狱里面呢来照顾保罗。
The church in Philippi sent a person.Epaphroditus to take care of him in Rome.
并且当保罗在小亚细亚宣教的时候呢，曾经在路斯德地方有一个弟兄呢，叫做提摩太，他就带领他一直陪伴他在各次的旅程里面与他同行。
During his mission trip to Asia Minor, there's a brother Timothy was with him all the time.
所以当保罗被关在罗马的时候呢，就有提摩太陪着他，还有以巴弗提。从腓立比教会所派来的人，他们三个人就在罗马的监狱。
So that's why Timothy, Epaphroditus, and Paul all together in the prison in Rome.
这是一段的历史。
This is the history.
那接下来我要用经文来讲到这三个人在监狱的时候呢，又发生了什么事情。
Then I'm going to resort to the scripture about what happened in the prison for those three persons.
他们在监狱所遭遇的事情跟你我今天是有关系的。
And relate to you and me nowadays.
如果你得到了福音的以后呢，你去追溯的话呢，你总的会跟这几个人发生关系的。
So you really after the gospel, then you will relate to them.
我们喝到很甜的水，我们要想这个水从哪里来的。
So if we drink something nice, we will think where this water coming from.
所以我们想借着圣经来看，我们福音为什么会传到我们，是经过这些人，他们经过了一些事情才临到我们。
So we have to meditate how the gospel reach us through these three persons and the relationship.
那保罗现在在监狱里面，他在写一封信啊，要给腓立比教会。
Paul wrote a letter to the prison to the people in Philippi.
他在这里面提到信上他提到提摩太也提到以巴弗提。
In the letter, he mentioned Timothy and Epaphroditus.
他说：“我靠着主耶稣指望，快打发提摩太去见你们，就是腓立比的教会，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得安慰。”
I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you, the people in Philippi, soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you.
因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事。那 这个 英文的话，事实上讲法是说，我除了提摩太，像他这样真正的关心你们的，没有任何人，只有提摩太。
So I have no one else like him, which means Timothy, who takes a genuine interest in your welfare.
所以保罗就告诉腓立比的教会说，别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。
So Paul was talking about people just like mostly selfish, except Timothy.
但你们知道提摩太的名正，他兴旺福音与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样。
But you know that Timothy has proved himself because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel.
所以我一看出我的事要怎样了结，也就是审判的结果快要出来了，就盼望立刻打发提摩太到你们腓立比教会去。
So I hope therefore to send him as soon as I see how things go, which is about the judgment with me.
但我靠着主自信，我也必快去。
And I am confident in the Lord that I myself will come soon.
接下来他在提到另外一个人，就是以巴弗提。他说：“然而我想必须打发以巴弗提，因为现在以巴弗提在罗马这个地方陪着他，回到你们腓立比那里去。他这位以巴弗提是我的弟兄，他与我一同做工，一同当兵，是你们所差遣的，也是供给我需用的。”
But I think it's necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow workers and fellow soldiers, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs.
他很想念你们众人，并且极其难过，因为你们听见他病了。
For he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill.
他实在是病了，几乎要死，然而神连续他，不但连续他，也连续我，免得我忧伤加忧。
Indeed, he was ill and almost died, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow.
所以我越发急速打发他去，叫你们再见他，就可以喜乐，我也可以少些忧愁。
Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again,You may be glad that I may have less anxiety.
故此你们要在主里欢欢乐乐地接待他，而且要尊重这样的人。
Welcome him in the Lord with great joy and honor men like him.
因为因他为做基督的功夫几乎致死，不顾性命，要补足你们攻击我的不及之处。
Because he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life to make up for the help you could not give me.
这样一个短短的书信，事实上就讲到了这两个人。
In a short letter, talk about Timothy and Epaphroditus.
我们盼望借着这样的经文呢，能够了解这些人，因为他们的生命是这样的品质，所以他们能够把福音传给我们。
Through the scripture, we can understand the quality of these people, how they can share the gospel to us.
盼望我们每一位弟兄姐妹，你都成为一个福音的。传人。
Every one of us should spread the gospel.
那我们的生命上需要被建立起来。
So that we can be built up.
我们才能够把福音传给我们所关心的人。
Then we can bring the gospel to the people we care.
在这三位的身上呢，我们看见第一个特质，成为能够成为福音，第一个特质是他们是一个很顺服的人。他们是用行动来表达他们顺服的人。
The first we check is their obedient action.
那刚才在读的经文里面，如果你注意到的话，他保罗已经讲了对提摩太，他说：“我要快打发他出去，我要立刻打发他出去。”
Because in the scripture he said, "I want to send Timothy to you quickly."
然后讲到以巴弗提的时候说，说我必须打发以巴弗提，我要急速的打发他去。
And also the same to Epaphroditus.
一个被打发出去的人，他一定要有一个顺服的心。
If you are sent, you have to obey.
这个愿意的心呢，是一个要把福音传给人的第一个需要 得着的。
Obedience is the first characteristic.
事实上，保罗在讲到他的讲到这位提摩太，他事实上是当时来讲是一个非常年轻的传道人。
Timothy was a young missionary.
他可以打发他去。
And Paul sent him.
他说他。我打发他的时候呢，他像什么呢？他像儿子啊，带父亲一样。
So he was a son to me.
所以他在打发的时候，他像打发他自己的儿子一样。
So Paul was sending Timothy like sending his own son.
今天做父母的人啊，做父亲的人啊，我相信你做他的儿子的人呢，得到最大的称赞呢，应该就是说他真的是我的好儿子。
So as a son, probably the thing you want to hear from your dad, you are my real good son.
当一个父亲会讲说我的儿子是我的好儿子的意思就是说他站在应该儿子做站的位置，我可以站在父亲应该站的位置。
So if a dad proud of his son means his son stand the father's position.
其实我发现今天好可惜的一件事情就是说有好多的孩子呢，他拒绝父亲的一切。
It's a pity nowadays that the son reject their parent.
有时候父亲给他的那个忠告呢，他把他很轻忽的就拨开了。
Son ignored the advice from the dad.
我常常在旁边听那个父亲在跟他儿子讲的时候，我发现他父亲呢，把他最精华的经验呢，把没有必要都去掉了，就剩一点点最精华的人生经验，他可能花了十年、二十年才学到的经验，他要传递给他的孩子。
I often listen to the dad try to pass on the essence of life to their son.
我常常在那里干着急，我说如果他做孩子的，只要把他听了，他要得到好大的祝福啊。
So I was listening, I thought, well, that's such a blessing if the son would only listen.
但是因为有一个不肯顺服的心的时候呢，就很难把这个祝福临到。
Because the son has a disobedient heart, it's difficult to reset, to accept.
所以他们都是有一个顺服的心，所以他们很容易领受到上帝的祝福。
That's why those two has obedient heart. It's easy for them to receive the blessing from God.
我们从保罗的身上也看到他是一个真实顺服的人。
We can also see the obedience of God in Paul.
刚才我们讲到他从耶路撒冷要到罗马这个路程中，他有好几次他可以离开的。
We know Paul can be released freed, but he refused.Because the vision from the Lord, he obeyed.
巡抚要放他，他坚持说：“我一定要到罗马。”
He could be released, but insist to appear before Caesar in Rome.
其实说按一般常人的思想里面，就是说已经可以算你无罪，就让你开释，让你可以走了。你为什么不走呢？
If you can be released, why not?
所以有时候他所做的事情，周围的这些大官们不能理解。
Sometimes people around him couldn't understand why Paul reacted this way.
他从以色列一直要到意大利去。
He intended to go all the way to Rome.
从亚洲要到欧洲去。
From Asia to Europe.
因为他顺服了。
Because he obeyed Lord's vision.
当时我们的想法说，如果你被释放的话，你自由的话，你可以到各个地方去传道，那不是更有效吗？
From us, if he's free, he can spread more gospel.
但是因为主已经对他说话，他就顺服下来。
Because God's vision, he obeyed.
后来我们从圣经里面更清楚看到，原来他有一个使命的，他要到罗马呢，去为那些皇帝、高官、贵族啊，要传福音。
Because he has a mission to spread the gospel to the emperor
and the nobles. 上帝也爱他们。
Because God loves those kings and nobles.
那些高高在上的人其实。有时候往往听不到福音的。
Because sometimes the king and nobles could not hear the gospel.
所以这个是一个愿意传福音的第一件事情，你就是要学习顺服，要用行动来顺服。
That's why in action you have to obey.
我们的顺服不是留在教堂里面。
So obedience not just stay in the church.
一定要跨出去教堂的外面。
We need to step out of the church.
用我们的行动来顺服主。
And with our action, obey the Lord.
第二个事情就是这些的人，这三位呢，他们都有真正关心别人灵魂的。
Secondly, all three sincerely care for others.
所以保罗对在告诉腓立比教会的时候说，我被关在罗马这个地方呢，没有一个人像提摩太，他是真正的关心你们的灵魂。
That's why he mentioned Timothy is the one who really cares about your souls.
这位以巴佛提呢，他被教会啊从欧这个腓立比呢一直差到了罗马去啊。事实上他也是顺服的，所以他来到这个罗马呢，他是因为真正关心保罗的需要。
Epaphroditus was sent from Philippi to Rome because he really cared for Paul.
因为腓立比的教会知道保罗真的是为耶稣的福音摆上了生命的。
Because the people in Philippi know Paul sacrificed his life for the gospel.
所以这位以巴佛提呢，他是真实关心到保罗的每一个需要。
So Epaphroditus really cared about the needs of Paul.
保罗接受他的照顾了以后，他反映出来说他是我的弟兄。
That's why Paul regarded him as brothers.
弟兄的意思就是我可以把心跟你的心连在一起，打开向着你。
Means they can open his heart to him.
而且我们是一同做工的，我们一同卖力的。
And we work together.
而且我们是一同当兵的。
So just like a soldiers fighting alongside.
也就是我们是可以彼此卖命的。
So our lives are on the line together.
而且这位以巴佛提是供给我的需要的。
And Epaphroditus also supplied the needs of Paul.
而且这位以巴佛提呢，他很想念他所离开的教会的弟兄姐妹。
Epaphroditus also missed the person from Philippi also.
所以一个传递福音的人呢，你一定要对别人呢的需要你能够感觉得到。
So a missionary needs to know the needs and care about other soul.
我们来看保罗呢，他事实上他一心呢就是想到别人的需要。
The only thing on Paul's mind is about others' need.
因为传福音这件事情呢，事实上按我们今天的解法看法的话，是叫做吃力不讨好。
Gospel sometimes is a difficult thing to do.
甚至有的人学传福音的时候呢，他学的方法比较强硬的方法。
Some use the one with force.
他一传的时候都先告诉对方说你是罪人。
So he will say you're a sinner.
那当然，对方的冲击呢，一定是反抗他的。
And then create resistance right from the beginning.
结果后来福音也没传，结果。这个不好的名声又传开了。
And then give reputation to the gospel without success.
所以事实上传福音是事实上对一般人来讲是一个很不合算的一件事情。
So it costs a lot to spread the gospel.
那为什么人要去自讨苦吃呢？
Why we bother to suffer for the gospel?
因为他必须要顾念到别人的需要。
Because we care for others.
最辛苦的地方是因为对对方呢，并不了解他有这个需要。
But sometimes the other people don't understand they have such needs. They don't see it.
我看我们那些做妈妈的，想要叫你的孩子吃那个红萝卜或者是那个菠菜。
Just like mother want the kids to eat veggie, carrots.
他的孩子认为我没有这个需要。
And the kids don't see the need to eat veggie and carrot.
你又很难跟他解释说，这个维他命什么事情，这么小孩子根本听不懂。
And the little kids don't understand the necessity of vitamin and so on and so forth.
所以传福音的人事实上就是有这个困难，因为你不知道你的需要。
That's the difficulty in spreading the gospel because others don't see the need.
别人觉得我好好的，为什么你要来制造一些麻烦呢？
Now people thought I'm doing fine. Why bother?
除非这个传福音的人真正的是顾念到他的需要。
Unless the missionary really cares for the non-believers.
以前我在台湾的时候有。从美国去的一个女的宣教士、啊、来跟我传福音。
Once upon a time, when I was in Taiwan, there's a female missionary came to me.
她那时候跟我传的时候，我心里是很乐的。
So I was happy.
我说等一下又有一个我的手下败将。
And then I can defeat her.
结果我又用三个问题，她就一点都没办法回答我。
So I gave him three tough questions. She could not answer.
我就说我赢了。
I thought I won.
我的兴趣说我赢了，这个是我的兴趣。
I'm interested only in winning the argument.
但是他来跟我传的时候，他的心不是要来跟我争赢跟输的事情。
But her heart was not in arguments.
他要来告诉一件我自己不知道我有这个需要的事情。
She wanted to share something I didn't even know I needed.
因为他真正的关心我灵魂的需要。
She really cared about my soul.
所以他可以不顾他自己所遇到的这些的障碍。
So that's why she cared nothing about the obstacles.
保罗他要传福音给人的时候呢，他遇到的困难太多太多了。
Paul encountered even more obstacles and difficulties.
他传给他自己的同胞，他的同胞有很坚强的犹太教。
He tried to spread the gospel to Jewish people with strong tradition.
要传给外邦人，外邦人根本不听，不是我们同一个民族的人，他有种族的问题。
When he spread the gospel to Gentiles, they have cultural differences as well.
他甚至他的身份，他是一个囚犯，要去跟人家传福音，有谁会愿意信呢？
As a prisoner, how can he spread gospel to others?
但是因为他心里面就是关心人家灵魂的需要。
Because he cared about others' soul.
也就是说你们怎么样想看我，怎么样的评判我，都不是最重要，我最重要就是希望把这个恩典能够在你的灵魂里面让你得到满足。
He doesn't care how people think about him. All he cares about is saving other souls.
所以一个传福音的人，你要真正培养出你真实的关心对方。
So you need to cultivate the needs that you really care for others.
你要感觉到他属灵的需要。
You have to feel for his spiritual needs.
第三件事情，一个愿意传福音的人，你必须要胜过自己。
A missionary have to overcome yourself.
我自己个人的经验里面，要传福音最大的障碍还不是魔鬼撒旦。
Personally, I don't think the biggest obstacle is not Satan.
我发现最大的障碍就是我自己。
The biggest obstacle is myself.
我们有一些已经培养出来的先天性的一些本质。
So we have some preconceived concept.
在提摩太的身上呢，保罗这样说啊，他说别人都求自己的事情。
So that's why Paul said Timothy, others care about themselves.
别人都只关心他们自己的事情。
People are selfish.
中国话说人不自私啊，天诛地灭。
So that's perfectly right. Just care about yourself.
所以这个是世界的潮流。
So this is the worldly thinking.
这是世界共同的语言。
This is common among all the people in the world.
所以也就是，如果你要顾自己的话，你要跟随世界的潮流的话，你日子会过得比较愉快一点。
So if you're selfish, you get along with the people around the world.
所以你要胜过自己，你要胜过你自己那个以自己为中心的这个天生的所具备的。
So that's why it's so difficult to counteract the self-centeredness.
刚才我们看到以巴弗提呢，他也要胜过他自己。
Epaphroditus have to overcome himself also.
他在罗马的地方，他在照顾保罗的时候，他自己生病，而且病的呢快要死了。
So Epaphroditus was ill himself, but he needed to take care of Paul also.
但是他病了，他却不愿意回家。
But he did not want to go home despite his own sickness.
他要在那里照顾保罗。
He still wanted to take care of Paul.
所以他不是以自己为中心。
So he doesn't care about himself.
他要胜过他自己。
So he's not self-centered. He overcame himself.
保罗他自己呢，他也是胜过他自己。
Paul was the same.
事实上，当他在罗马监狱的时候呢，腓立比的教会呢，把以巴弗提送来这里来照顾他。
So when he was in prison, Philippian church sent Epaphroditus to take care of him.
这个年轻的同工提摩太也陪在他的身边。
A young Timothy was with him also.
一般的人要是自己有困难有需要的时候，他的想法里面就是说，赶快来帮助我，我有很大的需要。
When people in need, they said, "Well, come and help me."
他有儿子啊，提摩太就像他儿子一样。
So Timothy was like a son to Paul.
他有仆人啊，以巴弗提就像仆人一样。
And Epaphroditus was like a servant to Paul.
那有儿子有仆人在旁边照顾我，那该是一个合理的事情。我因为我有需要，我被关起来。
So it's reasonable for Paul to be taken care of.
结果呢，他说我要把我的儿子提摩太，我要差他到你们那里去。
However, Paul wants to send Timothy back.
我要把以巴弗提差回去你们那里。
As well as sending Epaphroditus back too.
他要胜过他自己，他不顾他自己，他把别人的需要放在前面。
Paul overcame himself, placed others' need above his own.
我曾经到这个亚利桑那的监狱里面去看望一些人。
One time I visited a prisoner in Arizona.
我发现我进去的时候呢，那个其他的 room 那个 inmate 啊，看着我的时候呢，都露出一种很羡慕的眼光。
other inmates envy the one being visited.
因为我要去看望的那个人呢，他们有一个人来关心他，而且还到监狱的里面来关心他。
They envy others have visitors.
其他的人就觉得说，那我呢
？What about myself？
当我们自己有需要、有困难的时候，我们的想法里面都是说，你来照顾我吧。
It's all about me.
我是这个宇宙的中心。
I'm the center of the universe.
但是这些人呢，都只有想到别人。你们的需要是第一优先。我现在有困难，我把我的困难放下来，我把这些的祝福呢送出去。
But all three place others above their own needs.
弟兄姐妹，就是因为这样的人呢、啊，我们才白白的领受了福音呢。
Because of the three, that's how we can receive gospel and the blessing from God.
而且保罗不是只为自己的需要，他还为他的同工来烦恼、来忧虑。
Paul also worried about his co-worker.
他会想到。我是你们的带领的，我在被关在监狱里面，你们的士气应该会很低沉。但是呢，他却用肯定他们、尊重他们，让他们觉得是在为上帝工作。不要因为我被关起来，你们就垂头丧气。
He was the ringleader. He thought about the morale of his co-worker. Even though he was imprisoned, he wanted to encourage them.
这个是需要一个很大的征战。
So it's a struggle.
这个最大的战争就是我跟我自己在打仗。
So it's a struggle among yourself.
如果我跟我自己打仗的时候，没有办法靠耶稣胜过的时候呢，我没有办法把福音传给别人的。
Only Jesus can help us overcome ourselves.
最后一点，这几位同工，他们就是以基督为中心。
All three is Christ-centered. They look out for Jesus Christ's interest only.
一心只求耶稣基督的事。
Only for Jesus' interest.
所以他们想到做这些事情，这些人家不喜欢的、人家不讨好的事情，这个都无所谓。
That's why I cared less about what others think.
他们只有想，我只要讨耶稣基督的欢喜就可以了。
The center of their thinking is about Jesus, Jesus' interest only.
所以保罗在监狱里面，他说：“我只要一出狱呢，我立刻会到你们那边去。”
That's why Jesus said, "If I release, I will visit you immediately."
他就没有想到说，我一出狱我就要到 Irvine 去。
He never thought about visiting Irvine after leaving the prison.
到那边好好享受
，enjoy himself.
他们这样的付出啊，就是因为想到说，我所做的只要讨耶稣的欢喜啊，
because,
我就满足了。
Because they only look out for Jesus' interest that satisfies them.
弟兄姐妹，如果保罗、提摩太和以巴弗提的那个时间，你就站在他旁边的时候，你会怎么想呢
？If you were there with him, how would you think?
你会想，你们难道没有家庭吗
？Don't you have family?
你没有朋友吗
？Friends?
你没有你自己的事业吗
？Your own career?
你们真笨啊
！You're so stupid.
但是今天我们用历史来回答这个问题。
But we give the answer through history.
这三个人的名字都在圣经上面。
So those three names are in the Bible.
在他们的那个时代的时候，有多少多少的人汲汲营营为自己的事情努力奔波。
How many of the contemporary just work for themselves?
他们在努力奋斗的时候，他们也觉得非常有意义的。
They think that's all the interest and meaning for their lives.
也是很有价值的。
And it's of value.
现在在哪里呢
？What now？
连一个灰都没有了。
Nothing left, not even a dust.
因为他们是跟随这个世界的潮流。
Because the wave just go along with the world.
这个世界的大水一冲，什么都没有了。
So just go with the tide and pass.
没有人知道，也没有人纪念。
Nobody care, nobody remember.
当这三位把他们自己摆到耶稣基督的脚前的时候。弟兄姐妹，今天这个早上，可能有上亿的人就在读这个经文。
But there are tens of millions of people study about them.
他们好像损失很多。
They seem lost a lot during their lifetime.
但他们却紧紧地拥有了永恒。
But they own eternity.
所以事实上，一个传福音的人，上帝都纪念你。
So missionary, God will remember you.
上帝只是借着这个。圣经告诉你一个例子，一个样本。你看提摩太，你看以巴弗提，你看保罗。
Bible gives us an example of Paul, Timothy, and Epaphroditus.
我把他们记录在你们可以理智上了解的圣经上面。
So it's recorded in Bible.
你如果把你自己交给主的话，他在永恒当中，在天上纪念你。
So give yourself to the Lord. He will remember you in eternity in heaven.
事实上，第一件事情对你我今天，我们就学习顺服。
First things first, obey.
我们用行动来顺服。
With action.
第二个，我们靠着耶稣基督，靠他的心灵里面的爱来充满我们以后，我们会用他的心来感觉别人的需要。
Let the love of Jesus fill you and care for others through that.
感觉到别人灵魂的需要。
Feel the needs of others of soul.
弟兄姐妹，如果你有没有经验说有人在马路旁边被车子撞了倒在地上，你有没有看过这样的情景过？
Have you witnessed people hit by a car?
你想最基本的，我或许我就可以打一个911，请救护车来救。
At least you should call 911.
如果你用耶稣的眼睛来看这个周围的人的时候，你会发现没有得到福音的人，就完完全全跟被车子撞倒在路边快要死的人是没有两样的。
Through the eyes of Jesus, the non-believer just like the traffic accident victim.
你拨一个911，让他和耶稣能够联系上的话，你愿意吗？
Call 911 to Jesus to save them. Are you willing to do so?
因为他的灵魂没有得到上帝的满足，就如同与神隔绝了。
Because their souls are separated from law, from Lord.
如果我们也感觉到别人灵魂中他的痛苦的话，我们可以思想我们自己，我们过去还没有认识主的时候，也是跟着这个世界盲目的奔跑，以为自己活得很有意义，后来发现只不过是一场空而已。
Think about the pain in your soul, just chasing the worldly thing in vain and feeling the emptiness.
就有一批人，他们不顾别人自己的需要，他们只想到别人灵魂的需要，他们出现在我们的面前。
And there's a group of people caring about my soul and appear before us.
他们已经预备好了，他们要被拒绝，要被厌弃。
They don't care they'll be turned down or rejected.
但是他们的心想到你的灵魂有这个需要，虽然你不一定明白。
So even though we don't understand our needs, they care about our soul.
难道不是很自然？我们也应该用同理的心，把这个心也传递给别人吗？
Should we do the same about others' soul that you care about?
你可不可以思想过，路边倒在那地方的人，你坐在他的旁边跟他聊，哎呀，今天天气不错啊，啊，到哪里去玩挺好的。你会不会聊这些风花雪月的事情呢？
So for a car accident victim, will you talk about the worldly thing, birds and things?
如果我们有周围能够接触到的人，什么都可以说。就是光耶稣基督不能跟他说，岂不是同样的情况吗？
So for the people around you, you circle around about the gospel, just talk about something else. It's the same.
让我们靠耶稣的恩典呢，我们有关心别人灵魂的心。
Through the grace of Jesus, we should care for others' soul.
接下来我们要学习胜过自己。
Next, we need to overcome ourselves.
我和弟兄姐妹在探讨怎么样传福音的事情上，我都会请大家提出你认为什么原因使你很难跨越，他们有很多的理由。
So when I shared about how to spread the gospel and brother and sister talk about the obstacles,
你若仔细的观看那个理由都是跟我有关系的。
And deeply they're all about ourselves.
所以耶稣基督他钉在十字架上已经把我们的老我定在那里的，我们就可以放胆的靠着新人胜过老我。
So the old self died with Jesus on the cross, so the new self will overcome.
今天我们看社会上的人呢，看法有不同的方式来评判的。
So we have different criteria to judge people in the world.
我最敬佩的人就是胜过自己的人。
The one admired the most is the one who can overcome themselves.
一代的枭雄，他可以把其他周围的人一个一个的打倒。
So a dominant figure can overcome the people around him.
唯一打不倒的就是他自己。
But they cannot overcome themselves.
其实这样的人其实是最脆弱的人。
But that's the weakest and the most fragile one.
如果能够把自己这个老的我呢打倒的人呢，你才是真正的英雄好汉。
The one who's a real hero is the one who can overcome the old self.
如果一切都以我自己为中心的话，这样的人不可能把自己打倒的。
If the one is self-centered, they cannot overcome themselves.